Today is Friday, June 19th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I worked on getting my studio set up. And I don't know. I mean, first of all, cable management, who knew? And every time we move, I'm like, oh, I will just manage the shit out of my cables. I will manage them so well that it'll just be a thing. Like, they'll be beautiful. All the cables will be great. And yeah. And so I always say that every single year. Well, not every single year, but every time we move, I say I'm going to manage my cables. And yeah, I mean, I get lazy and I'm just like, I just want to plug things in. If they work, they work. If they don't, they don't. Oh, well. And that's kind of what happened. So all of my soundproofing material is now up on the walls. I don't know if anyone can tell the difference in sound because this room is carpeted. So, I mean, it was pretty good anyway. But now I have soundproofing in front of me. So at the old place, I didn't have any wall or anything in front of me. I've got soundproofing in front of me. And I've also got it on the side of me, on my left side, and I've got it on the back of me as well. Although, there's a shelf back there also. And I've got a nice little box where I'm recording, you know, all of my audio stuff. So, that's really good. And everything is workable. I set everything up kind of in a workable fashion. It's similar to what it was in the old place. I didn't really get very creative. Other than, you know, building a wall out of shelves. So I built at any point, and I'll do a little. The funny thing is, this room is so much bigger, and I'm doing my studio just in this tiny little alcove. Because I thought this was the perfect place, and I thought, oh, I can put the soundproofing material, and it'll be enclosed, and the audio will sound better, and it'll be good. And if I want to do video at some point, whenever I have time, I'm rolling my eyes as I say that. But when I want to do video, I can do at my desk video, and I'll have the soundproofing material on the shelf and stuff like that as a background, like normal. And then if I want to do standing shots or like other shots, I have the entire rest of the room to, and you know, I can set up lights. I have a light stand, and I can set up a more professional camera, and I can, you know, if I want to do a green screen, this room is big enough to do a green screen in and stuff like that. So I can do all that. But honestly, you know, right now, and Mark made the comment, I think I said this already. He's like, you're picking the tiniest little portion of that room to be your studio. And one of the main reasons we bought this house is because it had a bonus room that was larger than your current studio. And now you've crammed everything into this small space. But it's so cute and it's so like workable where it is. I like it. And if I was to move to one of the guest bedrooms downstairs, they're smaller, but then, you know, I mean, it wouldn't have as much character. And also, I still feel like I can, you know, there are other things I want to do in this room, like when I do videos and stuff like that. You don't need a whole lot of space to record audio. You know, I mean, it's just, it is what it is, but I wanted a larger room so that I could put a seating area and a TV and, you know, Mark could come in here when he wants to and stuff like that. And so I think eventually we will use it as a media room that I can also do video in, that I also record audio in. So, I mean, I think it'll be fine, but at first it's going to look like an empty room with a studio at the back because I don't have enough furniture to fill it. And I'm coming up with these plans in my head of like, oh, we're going to have this movable wall that also has a projector screen, and we're going to have a projector hanging from the ceiling, and Mark and I can come up here and watch movies and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then when we're not doing that, I can roll up the projector screen and roll down a green screen, and I can do video recording and have lights, and I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff I could do. We'll see if and when it ever happens. But right now, I'm just in this tiny little area. So I got up and basically I've been working on the studio all day. I came up here. It takes a really long time to stick up these individual soundproofing blocks. So I think there are about 70 of them. And that's literally off the top of my head. I mean, there may be a few more, a few less. But I take those, the sticky stuff that they sell with the command hooks, those hooks that you can put on the wall and they're not supposed to damage the paint. So I cut those up into smaller squares and then put those in the corners and then stick because they're just foam, they're just pieces of foam. So I stick them to the wall in a pattern, and that usually, although it did pull some of the paint off the wall at the old house, but at least we own this house now. So if I pull paint off of it, you know, it's ours, we own it. So I did that, and I arranged the shelves, and I put my little knickknacks back on the shelves, and I kind of fixed the lights in the shelves, like nobody that just listens to my audio podcast ever sees any of this, but anybody who does a podcast with me, they see it because, you know, they're on a Zoom call or Skype or something like that. So anyway, I got all that set up. I got a monitor set up. I got computer set up. I got all of that set up today, and then there's a lot more to do. I've got to figure out what is going to go in the rest of the room until I figure out my final plan so it's usable, so that we're using it for something else. Or otherwise, it'll just be empty, and then Mark will keep making fun of me and saying, you picked the largest room. Well, actually, the living room is the largest room, but he's like, you picked this large room and, you know, for your studio. But I want it upstairs. I wanted a bonus room, so it was kind of, you know, had more character to it. The closet is great because I can store all the Pride 48 stuff in the closet and all my extra audio equipment and video equipment. And yeah, I need to figure out the configuration so that it's multi-purpose is what I need to do. But anyway, so that's all getting close. I need to buy a chair, but for whatever reason, I'm being cheap on a chair. So we went back to the old place and got my old computer desk chair, even though the hydraulics are messed up in it. So every 5 minutes, I slowly start sinking down to the ground. So we did that, and I brought it here. Eventually, I'll buy one, but I keep thinking, I don't know what I want. And do I really want to spend the extra money? Because I really want to spend money on landscaping and, like, I want the electrician to come out and install the switches, and I want to add a few Ethernet ports, and I don't even know how they're going to do that. We were looking in the attic. In the attic, I don't know if it's possible for them to safely walk through the attic. I mean, there's only one floor in the attic, one, like, I don't know, 10 by 8 or whatever, just like one sheet of plywood, whatever that is. And that's right in front of the air conditioning unit. Everywhere else in the attic, it's just insulation. And I mean, I know there are people, I know they're trained to, like, well, I don't know if they're trained, but I mean, I know electricians are used to walking through attics probably, but I really don't know. Like, generally you want to have all these wires run when they're building the house. You don't want to have them put in after the fact. And I'm afraid they're going to say, oh my God, if you want to do that, you're going to have to take down sheetrock. We're not going to be able to get up in the attic and, like, you know, fall through your ceiling. Because I was just looking, I was like, I don't know if that's going to be possible. But there are a lot of other places that I want Ethernet cables because I want to do wired. And I don't want to have, like, wires running across the floor. So I don't know. But anyway, I want to spend my money on those types of things. And a computer chair is not something I want to spend money on right now. And I don't even know what I want. So I was like, you know, I mean, I can sit in that old chair for a while longer. So we brought it here. We'll see. I mean, tomorrow I could find a computer chair that I like and order it and then, you know, throw this away. But anyway, I did that. And yeah, so I mean, that's not. And now I've had all my 3 days of time off this week. And now I have to go back to work on Monday. I don't want to go back to work on my... I was liking having these days off, and I still have more stuff I want to accomplish, but I have to go back to work. And this weekend, we're going to do... I probably am going to have to mow again because I still haven't found a landscaping company because I've been putting off doing the research on that. I also, well, sorry, Lance, so I need to find a lawn mowing service, but I also need to find a landscaper, and sometimes landscapers also are lawn services. So I was, you know, and the one that I was looking at most recently, they also do mowing and trimming and like coming and like maintaining your flower beds and stuff like that. But he hasn't gotten back to me. So, and somebody was telling me, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Sam in the Hinterlands. I can't remember now, but somebody was telling me, oh, don't worry, it's not you that they're not getting back to you. It's just that landscaping companies are the busiest during the summer. So, oh, it was Tim in Alaska. Tim in Alaska now communicates with Mark when he wants to talk to me. So Mark read me this long exchange they had, and Tim was giving us all these hints. Like, we need to put in a sprinkler system immediately, apparently. The landscaping company may not contact us until fall because that's when they get slow. But see, the thing is, Tim, and I appreciate the helpful advice, by the way, but the thing is, I really want this stuff done now. Like, I don't want it done in the fall. I want to, you know, by the fall, I want to be able to have my hot tub and be soaking in the hot tub when it gets colder outside. Now, I realize we don't live in Alaska, so they can keep doing landscaping all the way into the winter because we're not, it's not like we're going to have snow all over the ground or anything like that. But I don't know. I'm impatient. I want people to come out now and take care of it now. Now, damn it. So I don't know, but I did so much research to find the first couple of landscaping companies, and then they ended up being duds because they didn't call me back. So now I have to go back to the drawing board, and I'm like, ugh, more research on landscaping companies that aren't going to call me. But regardless, I want to spend my money on that. And then this whole idea I have for this like moving wall, I mean, I know that probably sounds ridiculous to some people, but I'm one of these people that likes stuff like I've seen these recently. I've been watching these videos of these houses that have secret doors. They're like shelves, but then you punch a button and then like a latch releases and the shelf opens and it's a door. I think that's so cool. Also, I think a moving wall in the studio would be nice because I could put the soundproofing material on the back of it. Anyway, this weekend we're going to do a bunch of bullshit, and my parents are coming over for Father's Day, so we'll see how that goes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can call me, 479-282-9393. You can also email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. No, I won't. Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.